Good evening, everybody. It's 6 p.m. and I would like to call to order the Planning Commission meeting for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. Given the unique situation here, my name is Glenn Martin. I am currently the chair of the Arroyo Grande Planning Commission. And if there are people out there listening or watching, you are welcome to call in at the appropriate time for any kind of public comment. The phone number to call in is 1-833-493-5844. Once again, 833-493-5844. This meeting is called to order. We have a roll call, please.
Chair Martin.
Here.
Vice Chair Shiro.
Here.
Commissioner Maravilla.
Here.
Commissioner Montes.
Here.
And Commissioner Sage.
Here.
Very good. All present. And as tradition is, we will have the flag salute at this point. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Any of the fellow commissioners want to make any changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay.
No, for me.
Very good.
No.
Do we have any calls in from the public at this point yet? I'm going to bypass item number 5, which is a community comments and suggestions opportunity. There's a public comment period. Since we do not have anybody that has called in and is waiting, I'm not even going to open up that point. And do we have any additional written communications?
No, we do not.
Very good. Thank you. We have two items on the consent agenda. One is the consideration of approval of minutes from the meeting of March 3rd. And the second is the consideration of a time extension 20-001 for the conditional use permit number 16-005, a one-year time extension in accordance with the Arroyo Grande Municipal Code for the location at 1495 El Camino Real. Scott Pace is the applicant and the representative is Greg Soto. I will entertain a motion on both of these consent items.
This is Jamie, and I move.
Okay, Jamie is so moved. Do I hear a second?
Second, Commissioner Shiro.
Okay, Mr. Shiro, I think you beat Mr. Sage by a nanosecond there, seconded by Commissioner Shiro. May we have a roll call vote, please, on the consent agenda?
Commissioner Maravilla?
Yes.
Vice Chair Shiro?
Yes.
Commissioner Montes?
Yes.
Commissioner Sage?
Yes.
And Chair Martin?
Yes. Consent agenda passes 5-0. Tonight we have no public hearing items, so we will proceed to the non-public hearing items. With our short agenda, I think it's probably a good opportunity for us to get kind of back into the swing of things. The only item that we have here on the non-public hearing items is the election of a chair and a vice chair. Mr. Perez, would you just like to give us a brief background and our responsibilities at this time?
Sure, Chair Martin. Yeah, Andrew Perez, assistant planner speaking. So what the commission will be asked to do is choose a chair and a vice chair to serve until March 2021. The staff report outlines a suggested protocol for making motions and voting on the chair and vice chair. However, it's just a recommendation, and the commission can have a discussion if they'd like and kind of go at their own free will.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. We've got a fairly informal and familiar group. Is there someone out, a commissioner out there, that would like to make a recommendation or a comment or a proposal at this point?
Chair Martin, I just wanted to pose a question just to make sure that I understood it right. It is okay if so moved that you can be chair again, that there's no rules against that. Is that correct?
Let me defer to staff on that one.
This is Whitney McDonald, your community development director. I believe that is correct after reviewing both the rules and the handbook from council that guides all commissions and committees within the city. There are not any prohibitions on a chairperson serving for multiple years in a row. And so it's really up to your commission whether you would like to nominate the current chair to continue acting in that role, and also for the current chair to decide whether he would choose to take that on, if so nominated.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Shiro?
Yes, it does. And on that note, then I'd like to nominate Chair Martin to be chair again.
This is Jamie, and I'd like to second that.
And as the current chair, I am humbly willing to continue in that regard. We've gone about, 6 months with one meeting, and I think that perhaps with my background and experience, that this kind of stability in this position might be helpful as we proceed in the coming months. So I'll call for a vote at this point, but I'm willing to continue in this capacity. Can we have a vote, please, a roll call?
All right, Vice Chair Shiro?
Yes.
Commissioner Maravilla?
Yes.
Commissioner Montes?
Yes.
Commissioner Sage?
Yes.
And Chair Martin?
Yes. And on that note, that I would like to renominate Commissioner Shiro to continue as the assistant or vice chair. I move.
Okay,
I can make a motion. I can do that. I move that Mr. Shiro continue as vice chair of the commission. And did I hear a second?
And this is Ken Sage, and I will second again.
Very good. Mr. Sage, Commissioner Sage seconds that motion. We have a roll call on that, please.
Chair Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Sage?
Yes.
Commissioner Maravilla?
Yes.
Commissioner Montes?
Yes.
And Vice Chair Shiro?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. We're off and running for another year. Hopefully it's not 3 more months till our next meeting. So the next item on our agenda is just a notice of administrative decisions. There's one here, but we did have an additional 2 or 3 that were added that were not included on the agenda that we had as an additional sheet. Hopefully commissioners had an opportunity to review that list. Are there any kind of questions for staff on those administrative decisions or at this time?
None for me.
None for me.
Very good.
This is Commissioner Shiro, none for me.
Very good, and I'll proceed. Any commission communications, any comments or correspondence that any of the commissioners have received in the last couple of months that they would like to comment on at this point?
This is Commissioner Shiro. I have to say, I just miss seeing all your faces and can't wait till we get to do this live like we used to.
This is Commissioner Maravilla, and I completely agree. Much better in person.
This is Commissioner Montes, and I will third that. I also want to let the commission know that I and other representatives from city advisory bodies and commissions met last Thursday on the telephone to discuss applications for the Jim Guthrie Service Program. And we did decide on several applications. The amount of money that we had to award was a total of $20,000. And I believe we recommended about 6 out of the 16 applications to move forward with City Council. And in light of the current pandemic, we did focus on applications that were related to social and health and safety projects. And that's it for me.
Very good. Excellent. it's nice there are some modest funds, as they may be, that are available to help and support these organizations in our community.
Absolutely.
And thank you for your work. Thank you for stepping up and doing that, because it's just an extra little energy. We appreciate it. Staff?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Any staff comments or communications at this point?
Sure. I'll take the opportunity. Again, this is Whitney McDonald, the Community Development Director. You may be aware that I am now have an additional title. I'm also your acting deputy city manager. And Bill Robeson is your acting city manager, as well as continuing on as the public works director. And he and I have been teaming up to kind of cover and carry on the role of the city manager as of earlier in April. And it's been certainly very interesting and exciting, and we're happy to keep carrying on that responsibility for the time being, making sure that things in the city are moving forward smoothly. I also wanted to just thank everybody for your patience with us as we've continued to cancel our meetings. We've looked at every agenda as the meetings have come up to see if there was really enough to warrant us gathering together at this time, even if telephonically. You can see the agenda we have tonight is very light, and this is what it would have looked like at any other prior meeting had we had one. We decided to go ahead and go forward with this meeting to give us an opportunity to get used to the technology. We do have a public hearing item coming up probably on June 16th at our next meeting, and so we wanted to have an opportunity to try this out and make sure people got a sense of how it might work. It's also really helpful to have our chairperson established for that meeting as well. So hopefully, we kind of get used to this in some regard, although another way I understand not wanting to get used to it, because it's difficult. And yeah, I think everybody wants to get back to normal. We are seeing new applications coming into the city. I think if people have been following along with what's been going on, perhaps through our city council meetings, the city closed, essentially we closed our doors, sent our community development department home, mostly to work from home. And everybody's been doing that pretty successfully. We shifted our permit processes to pretty much all entirely online and electronic submittals for plans and permits, as well as planning applications. And we have also had our architectural review committee met last month for the first time. So we're getting back to normal in terms of having meetings. We are accepting all applications for all kinds of permits now. For a while, we weren't doing that. And so we're looking forward to continuing to help the community get back to as much normal as they can and adjust their business practices and their businesses as necessary to accommodate reopening. One process that we are getting in place is a combined encroachment permit, temporary use permit application for restaurants that might be looking to expand their tables to outdoors to help them find that extra space they might need to serve people. So just wanted to let everybody know that that's something that's available, and we are working with individual applicants as they come through, just with working through their specific situations and layouts and making sure that we look at everything carefully to ensure everybody's safe and also that business can reopen and hopefully continue thriving for our community. So with that, that's all the updates I have on my end.
The only question that I would have is, while I certainly endorse and support electronic submissions of applications and this kind of correspondence, whether we're under, the limitations of COVID-19 or even in the regular conduct of doing business, there are those out there that don't have that kind of access to the electronic opportunities. Is there a mechanism for them, if there's anybody listening that may want to do that? Is there a mechanism for them to be able to submit, applications?
Yes. So I would definitely recommend people giving us a call. We're all still working. And so I'm going to turn to my colleagues here to make sure I give the right phone number That's 473-5420. And we'll be able to connect with somebody or at least leave a message, let us know what kind of project you have, what kind of help you might need, and then somebody will reach out and let you know next steps. And if, you know, I don't think anybody's gotten to a point of needing something mailed to them, but that I suppose is an option. And certainly email as well if you're having trouble with the portal, the online portal that we have. And our staff has also been working with individuals pretty closely in helping them walk through those steps with the online portal if there are issues that they're coming up with, because we understand it can be a little cumbersome to get everything flowing. So yes, we have been working through those issues with people if they come up, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Perfect. Thank you. And any other staff communications at this point? But before I close, I just do want to confirm, I don't believe we've had anybody call, but is there anybody sitting out there pending that would like to have their 3 minutes of time here in front of the Planning Commission tonight? None. Very good. Well, thank you very much. That is our full agenda. And good, bad, or indifferent, in about 17 minutes, we conducted a meeting here tonight. Thank you very much for participating, fellow commissioners. I look forward to seeing you face-to-face as well. And if not, in 2 weeks, we will do this again telephonically. Thank you very much. The Planning Commission meeting tonight is hereby adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.